Tell you what I'll do. If you want to keep going, I will cut out all the Dua Lipa stuff and release a little, like, 5-minute bonus episode of you two just talking about that.
Can I just say that Ryan's both turned, like, turned both of us onto hauntology, and I hate him for it. Yeah. I just like to make that public knowledge that I wasn't interested in hauntology until I saw a tweet by Ryan talking about hauntology, and I was like, that's really interesting. That's how I've been thinking about the Promised Land. And you ruined the end of my near Christmas. We're recording this towards Christmas, and it's taken over my mind just before Christmas. I don't want to have to deal with heavy French philosophy just before then.
Well, yes, sorry, but what happened was I just started listening to Dua Lipa a lot, and I needed some sort of justification for why I wanted to insert Dua Lipa lyrics into my thesis. And so here we are.
As someone that has, I'm the biggest future nostalgia stan, I think. It's been my, am I embarrassing myself here? Probably. Levitating has been like my top song for the last 2 years, and it is a stunning piece of pop music. I think I listened to like 270 times or something this year.
It's amazing.
Which is crazy. Can we talk Dua Lipa for a future nostalgia?
It is a perfect album.
It is the perfect album. It's a perfect pop album because it's the exact, is it for me, and you were talking about this, right, with hauntology, it's like the going into lockdown, it came out at the perfect time because it's that capturing of a night out. What I love about the album is that it captures the night out, a night out clubbing. God, I sound about 50 when I talk about going out.
none of us have been there for 2 years, so
no, it's been a long time. But what I love about the album is the kind of end to it is that very sobering track Boys Will Be Boys, and that it's an exquisite piece of art. But that, yeah, that idea of future nostalgia really stuck with me, and you explained hauntology using Dua Lipa, which I think quite frankly is the best explanation of theory that anyone has ever given, or use of pop culture using theory. Great, so good.
Well, thanks. Yeah, I think, and like what you're saying about like the Boys Will Be Boys thing, like this, that extra level of like, well, there is that kind of sense of regret, but then also she's just kind of being like, no, that's like, that's unacceptable. And that comes along with this kind of strong message throughout the whole thing, where like one of the things she's constantly doing is like, you expect me to be this thing, right? You expect, you know, you're not used to a female lead or whatever. Like, you don't expect these things, but I'm going to, like, go ahead
female
and do
alpha,
it.
I think you'll find
female
that
alpha,
the,
yeah.
The term she uses.
That's yeah. Right. And, like, yeah, so it's almost the question becomes, who is the time out of joint for? Maybe, actually, this is a great, like, time's up kind of anthem, right?
I also think like she, so showing my dedication to Dua Lipa's album here, but she won the, I think she won a Grammy for it, but the year, a couple of years before, the Grammy boss, the one of the people that is on the board of the Grammys, said that female artists need to step their game up. And I can't help but every time I listen to Future Nostalgia, the track as well as the album, but think it's so much of an FU to that kind of sentiment of, we don't need to step up the game, like we're already here.
Yeah.
We're making great music already.
Like in my opinion, women have been dominating like the music worth listening to for at least the last decade. So like, you know, the Academy can just grow up and get with the times as far as I'm concerned.
Honestly, last year was the best year for female pop music, in my opinion. Rasheen Murphy, Jessie Ware, Kylie Minogue, I'm sure Ariana Grande released an album, Lady Gaga did. I'm not so much into Billie Eilish, but...
So one question for me to perhaps round off Dua Lipa chat then is she... like future nostalgia, is she a representation of that? So like she is haunting us as this specter, if you like, or is it more about like the experience that she kind of is reminiscing on, or what can you explain to me what the future nostalgia is? Does that make sense?
I mean, two thoughts. Oh, go ahead, Kat.
Oh, I was just going to talk about the album cover. I think the album cover draws on that kind of 50s. Actually, do you know what it reminds me of is Grease. The album cover reminds me of Grease because it reminds me of that bit in the end of Grease where Sandy and Danny, I forgot his name then, are driving off into the sunset and they go into the clouds because the car on the album cover is her sitting in the car, the moon's behind her, and she's driving off into something in that very futuristic but reminiscent way. And a lot of the album artwork centered around this car and the kind of videos that came out of it. So that, for me, she's drawing on this 70s disco aesthetic, and you can see it in like her live performances as well. With the outfit she chooses and things. I just sound like a very big Dua Lipa creep, is what I've realised saying all of this, but I fully support the album as an exceptional piece of art, and don't care.
Well, what's fascinating, so I think like the sounds that she's sampling throughout are part of it, like the way that she's bringing forward like disco, which itself is sampling stuff from an even earlier period. So there's these kind of like layers of mediation going there in the actual like soundscape that she's creating. But also like she is from Eastern Europe and grew up in the UK, and kind of releasing this in the post-Brexit era, I think is a really like, like I think it's something really important to pay attention to, because there is like the hope of an ever closer Europe is gone now. And kind of, so like she's young, she doesn't actually remember like Soviet reign in Eastern Europe, right? But so there is that kind of sense where she actually in a certain, like she's born 95, she's born after the end of history, if you want to accept that kind of thing.
Oh, I love
But she's like bringing like, I think that Eastern European sensibility of like that specter of like the great promise that was the Soviet Union that like very quickly became not a promise, right? Like it became horrific really quickly. But she kind of, I think, brings that to London and then like is able to help us interpret Brexit in a really important way. While at the same time, like she's packaging it for us in a dance club album, right? So like there is a certain, I don't know, like just go out and party. So there is that still that kind of like London thing where like, oh, we're gonna keep partying no matter how bad like the rest of the country gets screwed over by all this. So I think there's all those kind of like layers going on. Obviously, I sit and think about this way too much, and should probably be working on my PhD more, but.
Absolutely not, Ryan, because this is fantastic.
Yeah, thank you both for that. That can be the end of our little 5-minute Dua Lipa bonus episode.